And for more on the crisis, we are going to former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. We spoke earlier before the show. Madam Secretary, here are a couple of statements over the last couple of days. President Bush, yesterday.
We expect Russia to meet its commitment to cease all military activities in Georgia. And we expect all Russian forces that entered Georgia in recent days to withdraw from that country.
And today, the Associated Press, quoting Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, the world can forget about any talk about Georgia's territorial integrity. Just tell us what all that means.
Well, clearly, the United States has supported the territorial integrity of Georgia from the time that its independence came with the fall of the Soviet Union. And President Bush is making clear that we respect that territorial integrity. I think Foreign Minister Lavrov is making a series of fairly outrageous statements, as he wrote day before yesterday, that what was going on, had been going on in Georgia, was kind of a virtual experiment, and today basically talking about the dismemberment of Georgia. And I think that the international community needs to follow what President Bush has said, which is the territorial integrity of Georgia has to stand.
Secretary of State Rice is meeting today with Mr. Sarkozy. She's going to Georgia tomorrow to meet with leaders there. She's not going to Moscow, should she?
I think she should. I think clearly the problem is coming from Moscow. And while we have reports that President Bush had some kind of a conversation with Putin at the Olympics, it is hard to say at what level messages are being delivered to the powers that be in Moscow. And I think that if the U.S. is going to be effective, we have to let the Russians know directly that we think that this is not acceptable behavior for the 21st century.
But what can the U.S. do? What can NATO do? What can the West do if the Russians simply say, look, this is our sphere of influence, we are reasserting it?
Well, sphere of influence is language that comes from the 19th and 20th centuries. We do not want to restart the Cold War, but in the 21st century, the idea is that you respect in the independence of countries, and the Russians should not be afraid to have independent countries around them. They act as if it really creates insecurity for them, which is ridiculous. And I think the U.S. needs to say that we are going to relook at a series of bilateral and multilateral arrangements, and that this is not a responsible way for a country to behave. There are a number of ideas that have come up. One is to not support them in their bid to become members of the World Trade Organization, and also to speed up the membership action plan for the Georgians into NATO.
Madam Secretary, writing about Vladimir Putin in March in Time magazine, you said specifically this guy is enormously popular in Russia because he believes in the 19th century idea of nationalism, because he believes in spheres of influence.
Well, I also had some comments about him generally in terms of not being a Democrat with a small d, somebody that was gathering power unto himself, and somebody that when I met, I did not look into his eyes and feel comfort. I actually saw a coldness and a hardness and the eyes of a former KGB agent. And I think we have also seen something very interesting in the last few days, is that no matter what title Putin has, he is in charge of what's going on in Russia. But I can fully understand that he is popular in a way because he is putting kind of Russia back on the map. And I would be very sorry if we return to a Cold War approach. I think there are a number of issues that we need to work on with Russia. You know, whenever there's a complicated relationship with a country, diplomats call it multifaceted. So I think we will have to have a multifaceted relationship with Russia and cooperate with them where we can and compete with them where we must.
Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State in the administration of President Bill Clinton. Madam Secretary, thank you.
Thank you.